spring cleaning. Get ready for love.
We are broadcasting live at the Arizona State Fairgrounds, 19th Avenue in McDowell, pretty much downtown Phoenix, right off of I-10 and I-17. If you're in the area, or even if you're not in the area, we're here all day. I think our last stage presentation is at 4. I think it closes at 6, and then it's all day tomorrow. A lot going on at the home show. We have JLC is down here today, one of our certified partners, CYC Landscaping, Think Green Landscaping. Deckover is down here if you want to retire your pool. That's a great option. And one of our newest members, Easy Turf. They do synthetic grass. You hear us talking about that more and more and more as the product becomes better and better and better. First came out about 10 years ago. You might as well just roll indoor outdoor carpet over your grass and call it synthetic turf. But the stuff they use today, a lot of it's recycled material out of plastic bottles. The color that they put into it, they had gotten it too perfect. It was perfectly green. It would just look horribly fake. And so then they got smart and started putting some more browns in it to make it look like a natural lawn. And then Presidential Pools and Spas is out here as
Harman
well.
Harman Solar.
We're actually going to be talking with their spokesman, Marshall Trimble, here at 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Marshall's coming.
Marshall will be here. So we
one of my favorite people in all of Arizona.
We have a lot of experts down here. You heard from Gardener's World, you heard from Whitfield Nursery earlier, where there's just a host of knowledge down here. So if you have projects and you can't get into the Rosie on the House program or want to see some more visual stuff, we have it down here at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show.
And today's topic of the broadcast, we'll take questions on anything that you'd like to solve. Norm's got a question. Chris has a question. If you've got a question, we have an open line. You can call 1-888-767-4348, wherever you are in Arizona. Do not call the station you hear us broadcasting on. We're actually on several stations. We actually cover the entire state of Arizona with the show. But let's talk about, we talked about cleaning coffee pots. We talked about cleaning dishwashers. Let's talk about two of the dirtiest things in your house. What are they?
Toilet?
Nope. No, not even close to one of the dirtiest things in your house.
Oh, come on.
Not even close.
The people that are in it?
The people in your house are probably about the dirtiest
thing
in your house. No, it is the TV remote.
Oh.
It is the TV remote. It is not the dirtiest inch in your house. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I was sitting in my favorite easy chair trying to watch a show, and I have an unnamed grandson. I will not name him for the protection of the guilty, who fights me for the remote all the time. He has to have the remote. It's just like that's his world.
It's a guy thing.
He needs to be in control of that remote. And in an instance of not paying attention, being the 3-year-old that he is, he was holding the remote up somewhere close to his face when he had the biggest, wettest, honkiest sneeze you could ever imagine. He slimed this thing so bad, I was dry heaving. And I do the same thing when that happens. I do the same thing as when I discover one of the grandchildren has soiled their diapers. I say, Jennifer, where are you? And I don't know how you cleaned that remote. I mean, it was unbelievable. That thing was in bad shape. So what do you do? Do you steam clean it?
Well, I don't. I'm really not sure. Vinegar water?
I don't know either. How about computer keyboards? Do you people have any clue how filthy your keyboards are?
They do have those cans air that really helps blow all the crumbs out, but it doesn't really de-germ.
If you're skeptical about how dirty your keyboard is, just simply turn it upside down and shake it. You will be surprised what comes out.
Especially if teenagers are in your
house. Gosh, man. So those are a couple areas that you need to take a couple minutes and get them cleaned up real good, as well as your portable hand phone is another area that accumulates a ton of germs and bacteria. Let's go. What do you got?
Landscape Garden Hour. We had a caller call in about the stone walls. He was from the Northeast area. There's a lot of masonry that was used when they built, hundreds of years ago. And he was asking, where did that stone come from that's along the light rail? Well, Billy from Arizona Stone just came by, dropped it off. It actually is mined out of Mayer, about it's actually about Central Arizona, Mayor. Yeah. A lot of people in Phoenix and Tucson call it North, but it's really about smack dad in the middle of the state. It's actually mine down in Mayor.
So, there you go.
There you go.
It's really cool looking.
I'm gonna drive by and see it now.
We're always finding answers for your questions. Let's bring Norm into the conversation, calling from Tempe. Good morning, Norm. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Hi, Rosie. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Norm, excuse me 1 minute. We're a live broadcast, and I'm seeing something that needs to be taken care of. Babe, see Marshall Trimble? They're not letting him in the gate. Would you go get him?
I would. Marshall Trimble to the broadcast booth.
I would.
Marshall Trimble.
I wouldn't let a guy look like that in either. Look, he's been trying to talk his way through the gate for 10 minutes. Okay, Norm, go ahead, my friend.
Well, I've got a leak in my irrigation line somewhere, and I'm pretty sure that it's before. I have two valve boxes, one in the front and one in the back. I'm pretty sure the leak is somewhere before the valve box, but I haven't been able to track it down. I haven't seen any cooling water, and I'm pretty certain that it's the irrigation system, because when I isolate that whole system, then the dial on my meter stops, the small red dial.
Okay. Well, I would tell you that more often than not, when you open, are your valves located in a designated valve box?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Does that box fill up with water?
No, not at all. I checked both of them, and neither one of them have water pooling or leaking out of, you know, each valve for the zone.
Well, I'll tell you what, valves are generally the biggest source of leak on a sprinkler system. If it's not, and it's between there and the vacuum breaker, the only way you're going to be able to find it, Norm, with a shovel.
With a
dig
shovel.
It up.
Do you think
it up.
Maybe like Aero American Leak Detection might be able to go out? That might be an option, a leak detector.
Take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com. And